Grace from Zambia is asking, is the Muslim God the same as those of Christians? No. There's a reason why I say no. I'm not sure. I'm not sure they're thinking the same thing that I'm thinking. In other words, a Muslim may not think that I'm right to say that it's not the same God. But I can say they're not. The reason I say they're not the same God is this. The God that the Christians worship sent Jesus. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man comes to the Father, that means to God, except through me. So, if there's any religion in the world that people try to go to God without going through Jesus, then of course that must be another God. See, that must be another God, because the God of the Christians is the God of Jesus Christ and is a God who raised Jesus from the dead, because the Christians believe that God raised Jesus from the dead and that Jesus is not dead. He died, but God raised him up and showed him openly. There are other people who saw him alive. And when he went to heaven, he didn't vanish. According to the Bible, he just ascended from the ground and they saw him lifted. You see, and he went into the clouds as they watched him. This his disciples saw. And another beautiful thing about him is the fact that his name has power. When you pray in the name of Jesus, the Father answers. And that's why Christians believe so much in miracles. And these miracles, without necessarily having to do something about it, they don't have to work out something except working a miracle in the name of Jesus. See, they don't mix concoctions. They don't rub things for some divine power to take place. They don't drink something for it to happen. They don't have to eat something for it to happen. They call the name of Jesus. They pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, and the Father responds. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So they're not the same God. They're not the same God. The God of the Christians only answers through Jesus Christ. And he has said that Jesus is his son. And then the Bible says there is no other name. In Acts chapter 4 verse 12, there is no other name under heaven. Under heaven, given amongst men, by which we shall be saved. No one gets saved except the name of Jesus. See, so that's it.